Let's begin. Korei b'Torah lo yivchas m'shosh p'sukim. A certain person who's reading the Torah, you cannot read less than three p'sukim per aliyah. Lo yikra l'mitorgman yosim pasagachet. If you have a translator, then you cannot do more than one pasuk at a time for the translator, because he's got to translate accurately. Ubanavi shlosha, when it comes to the Navi, it's three. In other words, you can go three psukim and let the Meturgaman explain three psukim, because we're not as concerned when it comes to Navi. But hayushlosh and shlosh parshios, if the three of them are three different parshios, meaning the three psukim that we allow by Navi, if those three psukim are three separate parshios, then koron echad echad, then you should read them separately because they're separate in yanim. Medalgim b'Navi ve'im medalgim b'Torah, you're allowed to skip with Navi, but you're not allowed to skip by Torah at all. The Gemara will qualify that statement. Vad kamahu medalig, when it comes to Navi, how much can you skip? How far ahead can you skip? Ad kadei shelo yipsak ha-meturgman. You have to allow until the time that the meturgman is finished doing his translation, you cannot go any beyond that. So you cannot be skipping so much that you're going to be leaving a pause, and it's going to be a tircha of the tzibur to have to wait. Okay, says the Gemara, Hani gimu psukim. Next Mishpacha magazine.
And also the members in the shir also.
Why not?
I would have taken an out of focus picture. You don't need to put my name, just an out of focus picture.
Hani gimu psukim, can I get me? Says the Gemara, when we're talking about three psukim, you have to read three psukim in the Torah.
Bless you.
Thank you. Who is that? Why is that? Where did that come from, the three psukim? So the Gemara says, Keneged, Amar Avasi, Keneged Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim. It's Keneged the Torah, the Navi, and the Ksuvim. And I saw that the Tiferes Yisrael says that why is it Keneged Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim? It's coming to teach you that everything in the Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim is really hinted to, alluded to, in the Torah, meaning everything is there. Even what you read in the Navi and in the Ksuvim, it's all in the Torah. So when we're kind of hinting to that by saying three psukim, we are hinting to the fact that really everything is subsumed in the Torah. And this is also a reference, the Rashi in Tainus says the same thing.
I mean, what would be the alternative? What, the Avos, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Like, what would be the alternative why we read three at a time? I mean, it's obviously...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there would be an alternative.
It seems to be a pretty,
according to the Tiferes Yisrael, the reason why we're saying three of Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim, the reason is because of Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim. Meaning, if we didn't have that reason...
Right.
Then that everything is subsumed, and then apparently we wouldn't have a requirement of three bichlal, maybe.
Oh, right.
Okay. Right. Anyway, for the translator, when it comes to Torah, you cannot go more than one pasuk. When it comes to Navi, you can go up to three psukim and let him translate on his own those three psukim. If he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. We're not as concerned about it. It's Navi. But it didn't come out right. But when it comes to Torah, obviously we want to get the Torah, the dinim right. So it's more ma'akev that we do one pasuk at a time. V'im hayu shlosh ten shlosh parshios. But even in the Navi, when it comes to three of them that are in three different parshios, meaning they're in their own brackets, their own brachos, psuchos, and stumos. Then shalosh parashios koren echad echad. Then you should read them one at a time because they're really separate, right? They're intended to be separate. What would be the case of echad echad kigon? For example, this is in Yeshaya Nun Beis, and you have three psukim back to back to back that are really their own parashios, their own stumos.
Where are you right now?
I'm right here. I'm in about the eighth line in the Gemara. Kigon ko amar Hashem chinam nimkartem. So says Hashem, for nothing you have been sold. Ki ko amar Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim yarad ami barishona. Hashem says that Mitzrayim subjugated the Jewish people initially, and then the third pasuk is Vata malipo ne'um Hashem. What are you doing here, says Hashem. So these three psukim are back to back to back, and their own, they are their own parashios. And I don't know for which parsha, for which parsha we read this, this Navi. Does it say anywhere here? It doesn't. I don't know for which parsha it is.
It's Yeshaya, but what do you mean, what parsha?
I'm saying we're reading in Lechora, these are haftaras.
We're saying this is a haftarah.
There's a haftarah.
Is a haftarah?
Well, that's what the Gemara is saying.
So the Gemara seems to be saying, so I don't know which parsha it's a haftarah for. If anybody knows, they can shout it out.
Sure. You want me to grab something and check?
No. It should be in the art scroll. I was kind of...
No, it just says... No.
No.
But if I pull an art scroll to Tanakh, then it'll have the little thing that says what Haftorah it's part of.
It just says where in Isaiah.
It just says the Perek and the Pasuk.
Interesting. At any rate, I would imagine it would have to be a Haftorah, otherwise, when else would we.
You're the Nachyomi person, so we look to you.
I don't know the answer. One second. Yeah. I don't know, it doesn't say.
And then I will demand that my brother mentions you in Mishpacha.
Ooh. I don't need the covered. All right.
No, but you deserve it.
Says the Gemara, Medalgim Benavi ve'im Medalgim Betorah. We allow you to skip in a Navi, we do not allow to skip in a Torah, you're not allowed to skip around. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Or Aminhi, there's a Kasha, Korea Achrei Mos, when it comes to the... to the Torah reading on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is reading the Torah, and he reads Achrei Mos, which is in Vayikra Tes Zayin, Perek Tes Zayin, and then he reads Va'ach Be'asor, and then he skips to Vayikra Chav Gimel. So he's skipping seven prakim, which is a couple columns, but he's skipping. So how can you tell me in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to skip in the Torah? We have a case over here where we're skipping. So how can we do that? V'hakam adalik, says the Gemara. He's skipping there. Amar Abaye lo kasha. It's not a problem. Kan b'chdesh yivsak ha-maturgaman, v'kan b'chdesh lo yivsak ha-maturgaman. When does the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to skip at all? That's if you're skipping so much that after the maturgaman has finished explaining the last pasuk, there's still so much time to go in the scrolling process. So that's a tircha d'tzibura. That's going to cause everybody to wait. And for that, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do it at all. But over here, where the scrolling is only several columns, so you scroll very quickly. By the time the maturgaman, in theory, the maturgaman would be finished, you would he would be able to continue on. So therefore, when it comes to the scrolling of the Kohen Gadol, we allow him to skip because it's a very, very short skip.
Wait, is this in the middle of an aliyah, or is this between aliyahs?
In the middle. He's in the middle. In the middle.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I just...
Amazing stuff.
I never even realized that we had a skip in the Kriyas. This is Kriyas of morning of Yom Kippur?
No, this is Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is doing this.
Oh, this isn't part of our Kriya today.
No, we do, actually...
Because we do something
but we skip... What?
We do Achrei Mos.
We do Achrei Mos, but we...
But don't we also do something that has the...
Yeah, but we use a different Sifri Torah. Using different Sifri Torah in between aliyahs is a different Zach. Here we're talking about skipping in the same aliyah. And that we don't do. The Kohen Gadol does that on Yom Kippur in the Mikdash. But that's the only time it happens. But says Abaye, we allow that to happen because it's such a short skip. But the Gemara says, but that's not true. Because Vaha Alaktani, in the Mishnah, when it mentioned about skipping, it said, Medalgim Benavi ve'im Medalgim Torah. It said, you're allowed to skip for Navi, you're not allowed to skip for Torah, v'ad kamuhu medalik, and how much can you skip in a Navi? I could actually leave to come a Torgamon, until such time that Torgamon stops. So, mechlal, that implies the Torah klal klallo. That implies we only allow you to skip in Navi if it's a short skip. But it implies that for Torah you can't skip at all. Because it's saying you can't skip a Torah, you can skip a Navi, only... So obviously by Torah you can't skip at all. So how can you tell me that it's okay for the Kohen Gadol to skip because he's doing a short skip when the Mishnah seems to indicate that no skip is allowed bichlal when it comes to Torah? So Elo Amar Abaye says no. Lokasha. Kan be'inyan echad, kan be'shtei inyanos. when do we say that you're allowed to skip? That's when it's all in the same inyan. You're discussing Yom Kippur, so you can skip around as long as you're talking about Yom Kippur. So we allow the Kohen Gadol to do it as long as, again, as long as he's not doing a long skip, we allow him to do it if it's Inyan Echad. And of course, Achri Mos is Inyan Yom Kippur, and so is Ach Be'asar Lachodesh Hashvi is Inyan Yom Kippur. So if it's Inyan Echad, we allow you to skip. But if it's Shtei Inyanim, then that's when the Mishnah says, no, for two Inyanim, you cannot skip around when you're talking about two different topics, because it makes everybody all crazy. So then we don't allow it. So that's why in the Mishnah, it's not a stira to this case of the Kohen Gadol who is skipping around. V'hatanya, and we have a brisa that confirms this. Medalgin b'Torah b'inyan echad. We allow you to skip in the Torah if it's talking about one topic. U'benavi b'shtei inyanim. And in the Navi, we allow you to skip in two inyanim. And kan v'kan b'chtei sh'li yivsak ha-maturgman. In both cases, though, it cannot be a long skip. It's got to be a short enough skip that the maturgman is finished his translation, and then you continue on with the kriya. So when it comes to Torah, you're allowed to skip as long as it's inyan echad, as long as it's one topic. When it comes to Navi, you're allowed to skip even if it's two topics, because again, with Navi, we're very makel. But you still can't have Tircha de Tzibura, so it's got to be a short skip.
So is this Baraisa qualifying, like what we learned in the Mishnah?
No, confirming. It is confirming what we're learning in the Gemara, which is you're allowed to skip in the Torah as long as it is A, Inyan Echad, one topic, and B, a short skip.
So what do we, okay. And we say a short skip is the amount of time that a Targuman can translate?
Right, so say 10 seconds. The amount of time that it would take him to translate one pasuk, that's the amount that we allow you to skip. So in this case, it's several columns. If you're a good scroller, yeah, you got to be a real good. You know, sometimes you have really good scrollers. You ever seen them?
Of course.
Like a really, really good one. And then you have someone who are really slow. Like I can't stand those people. Get moving.
Well,
you know, like I did not hire you as a gabbai, so you just pull this thing and just
miss the kitchen. They have to hit the.
Yeah, you're gonna miss the kitchen.
They have to hit the gym and get in shape.
When is it that they tell you that
they have to hit the gym?
What?
When is it that they tell you you didn't hire them?
Yeah. I came into the show too late.
I'm doing this as chesed. You think I want to do this?
The Mishnah said you can't skip in Torah.
Right. When is
so
that?
Is the Baraisa coming to argue with the Mishnah, or is it coming to explain what the Mishnah really means?
We already explained the Mishnah. Abaye said it's lo kasha. The Mishnah is not a stira to our Gemara. Kan be'inyan echad, kan b'shtei inyanim.
It's not a stira. Okay.
Right. Abaye said it's not a stira because the Mishnah is only talking about if you're talking about two topics. But if you're talking about one topic, it's okay. And we have a brace to confirm that.
So
Abaye's injunction to answer up the apparent contradiction in the Mishnah with the Braisa is confirmed. It is confirmed by this Vahatanya, by this Braisa that says that if it's Inyan Echad, we allow you to do it in the Torah. All right.
Gotcha.
Tanya Idach, another Braisa, which is really not Nogea to the Sugya exactly. Ein medalgim minavi lanavi. You're not allowed to skip from one navi to the next. So if you have a huge scroll that has all of the Nevi'im, let's say it has Nevi'im, Rishonim, and Achronim, and all that, you want to skip from Yirmiyahu to Yoshiyahu, to Yeshayahu, you cannot do that. Ubanavi shel shnei masar. But if it's talking about the Trei Asar, then medalik. Then we allow you to do it. We allow you to do it for the comes to the Trei Asar. Why? I don't know. There's something about the Trei Asar which is really like, even though it's 12 different units,
it's like really one.
I don't know if that's because of the shortness of each one, and therefore the skip would be short. I don't think so. I don't know exactly what it is that we allow you to do it, but
I'm saying this is a kasha, because if it says Ema Dugling and Navi La Navi, that could be two different inyanim, right?
Navi La Navi would definitely be two. Yes.
Who cares? That's Navi.
Yes. No. In Navi, yeah. In Navi, okay, very good. One second. In Navi, you're allowed to skip Me Inyan La Inyan.
Right.
You're allowed to skip from two inyanim, but it has to be in the same sefer. It's got to be in the same sefer.
But that's the teretz and the kasha.
Right. That's what this Bryce is saying. You're right. This Bryce is very no gay. You're right. That's what this Bryce is saying. You can skip as much as you want, but you got to do it within Yirmiyahu. Or Yeshayahu. Or Yechezkel. But you cannot be skipping around from Yirmiyahu to Yechezkel. That you can't
do. Within the sub-sefer, like the... the specific Navi you could skip around as opposed to into the broader...
Yes. Skip. As long as it's not a long skip.
What about Malachim Ath or Malachim Rech?
Malachim Ath.
Sorry.
You can do that. Yeah, that's a whole... that's a Christian Zach. You can do that.
Wait, what did he say?
Malachim's not one book?
It's one book.
Okay.
It's one book.
What's the Christian Zach?
Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis, Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis. That's not a Jewish thing.
I mean, but didn't they also define the Prakim or something?
They also define the Prakim, yeah. The Prakim also,
I don't know where you're going to draw the line.
Yeah. In Echanami. There are Achronim when they reference different parts of Navi, they will not quote the parrot.
Wasn't that something with Revolbi?
Yeah, Revolbi was famous for that in the Torah. He would always say, Vayikra Shlishi. Mm-hmm. He would like, Revi, find it somewhere, it's in Revi. Revi is the longest aliyah, but you'll find it somewhere there. He will not quote the parrot in the pasuk. Okay, anyway, in Navi, you're kind of stuck. But anyway, fine.
If it's a Gwen did it, why is that a problem?
If what?
Why is that a problem?
It's not, for the most part, it's not a problem. Nobody, it's not a major issue. Revolbi was had his Mezak Pados. You look at the most Sfarim, they're going to quote the Perek and the Pasuk. It's not a big deal.
I mean,
it's the same Shiloh.
It's not a big deal.
It makes referencing much easier.
Yeah, it makes it much easier. I'm with you.
It might be even in this Gemara that those Pesukim are cited.
It could be.
Yeah, so.
For all we know. So you're allowed to skip within the treyaser, as long as you're not skipping backwards. You cannot skip backwards within the treyaser. And lechori, you cannot even within Yirmiyahu or Yechezkel. You cannot go backwards. You cannot go lemafreya. If you're going to read it, you got to read from one to the other. Why is that? I don't know. I don't know why that should be. When it comes to the treyaser, what difference does it make? They're all separate svarim. So if I want to read from Micha, and then I want to go from, if I want to go from Tzvanya to Micha, or Nachum, so then why shouldn't I be able to do it? You're going to different svarim. So it's a little bit of it. So the Brais is telling you a chiddush when it comes to treyaser. When it comes to the others, Yirmiyahu, it's not as much a chiddush because Yirmiyahu does follow some of it at least follows a timeline, right? There are things happening. So it makes sense you can't go lemafreya, you can't go backwards. The treyaser, the chiddush of the Braisa is, even the treyaser, which are separate svarim, and they're all mishka babbled. But you still can't...
Mishka babbled?
Yeah, mishka babbled, it's an official word. It's somewhere in the art scroll. It's somewhere in the Webster's Dictionary, mishka babbled. And so it's a big chiddush. I just realized, a very big chiddush at the... Bryce is saying you cannot go backwards in the treyaser. Because the treyaser, they start from Hosea, Yoel, Amos, and Nachum, Bechule, but they're in different zmanim. So they're all, the zmanim are all mishkama. Anyway, it is what it is. That's what the Bryce says. So it's a big chiddush. Okay. Zok the Mishnah, Hamafter Banavi, who poris al Shema. Now apparently, if you were given maftir, that was like the lowest form of compliment. If you had to do not maftir, it was like, you know, it was almost like, you got to get up there, you know? You got to get up there and do it, but it's like not a proud thing for whatever reason. That's what it was. Nowadays, it's like a big thing, you know, to get
it's like
maftir.
It's like the inverse. You get like maftir and you get the haftorah.
Yeah, right. It's like a double whip. But the maftir banavi was not a popular thing, and therefore they were misakein that he should get a lift. He should get a little bit of a lift. The Gemara is going to say, why should he get a lift? But anyway, the Gemara is going to give two reasons why we should give him such a kavod.
So initially there was a disconnect between Maftir and the kibbutz.
I believe the Gemara is going to get into, if it hasn't already, I don't remember if we saw Gemara about this. The Gemara is going to get into whether, do we have this Gemara yet? I'm losing my mind. Whether the Maftir got a tone aliyah, right? They enacted another aliyah, and the Gemara is going to say, I guess it hasn't gotten to it yet, the Gemara is going to say that there are seven aliyos on Shabbos. Question is Maftir included in the seven?
We had this, or didn't we have it? I think we had this.
Because I didn't give shir, I don't remember it as well, so I don't know if we had it or didn't have it, but is this the Gemara that you gave?
No.
Okay, it isn't. He would know that. You would know that. Okay, anyway, the Maftir Banavi, who poris al Shema? We allow the Maftir Banavi to be poris al Shema, which we explained last time in great length. What the poris al Shema? I was talking to Rabbi Lubling today, and we were talking about Poris al Shema, and both him and I were like, we didn't have a good tfisa on what Poris al Shema really is. I mean, we can explain it, but it's never done. We don't do Poris al Shema anymore. There's no such thing. He wanted to say, I was mentioning last time Poris al Shema, that I've seen people at the end of Mincha, they'll get up and they'll say the three brachos, and then they'll say Kedusha. He said that comes from Poris al Shema. He's like, that's like an offshoot of it. But, and also like the Heichi Kedusha is like an offshoot of a Poris al Shema. That's where like it derived from. That's what he said. But Poris al Shema is a very enigmatic type of thing, and we never see it nowadays, Bechlal. Never see it.
The thing people do at the end of Kapila, which I think is, that's like people who came late, right?
Oh, so he also mentioned...
Isn't that the same thing as Heki Kedusha,
What were you saying?
Somebody who like comes late and then doesn't daven and then...
Says Baruch Hu.
No.
And then,
what? It says Baruch Hu.
No. I'm talking about Mincha.
No, that's not Poris. But it comes from, it's derived from Poris al Shema. It's the same concept.
Because you've got the whole minion doing Heki Kedusha, you've got this one person doing Heki Kedusha because
right.
He wasn't...
So this Tosus I mentioned last time, the Tosus mentions in the Poris al Shema, do you need one person to do it or do you need all 10 people doing it? Anyway.
So how are we defining Poris al Shema?
So Poris al Shema basically is a guy who come... Let's say it's one guy. Let's say it's according to Rashi, you're allowed one guy. Poris al Shema basically is you have one guy who came very late to shul and he missed everything. He's going to get up in front of 10 people, let's say, who have already davened, and he's going to say Baruch Hu, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. Then he's going to say Kriya Shema.
So he gets there before the end of the last Kaddish after Olina.
Let's say he gets at the very end. Let's say he's at the people are taking off their tefillin. Who cares when he got there? He got there after.
It's like Ari Sonnenberg sometimes coming down from the Kalbach meeting to say Baruch Hu at the end of Shabbos.
Let's say, yeah. By the way, Baruch Hu, he says that Rabbi Lubling also said the Baruch Hu that we say after Shachris and after Maariv, that's also Novea from this Poris al Shema concept. The concept of saying Baruch Hu, if you missed out, you say Baruch Hu, and it's kind of a kiyum of a Devar Shev Kedusha.
So this guy doesn't say Pesukei Dezimra, and he doesn't say
I don't know
Abba
the guy,
Rabba,
I don't know the guy,
say...
I don't want to speak, I don't say Lashon Har. He missed it. He was Shluffin. He was coming back from a long trip from the States, and he overschluffed it. Now in Ramat Beit Shemesh, it's impossible to overschluff because you got 9:30 minyanim and then you got Chabad going until evening time.
No,
I don't know.
9:30
I didn't say that.
Nobody has 9:30.
That's not going on.
Where's the 9:30 during the week?
What? 9:30 Shachris.
Where?
Then what?
There's
a 9 o'clock at official at there's a 9 o'clock at Mazas.
Oh yeah, I don't even dub
at least 9 o'clock. Sometimes they do an off unofficial 9:30.
Yeah,
I've been told by Gaonim.
Karlbach every single morning is 9 a.m. except for Shabbos, it's 8:45.
It's not.
Anyway, I digress. The point of Poris al Shema basically is the guy came late, so now he wants to chapa davar shib kedusha because he missed kedusha, he missed everything. So he says a baruch hu, he says baruch hu, he says yotzim oros, and then he
Shema.
And then he says Shema. And that's his davar shib kedusha.
So bidi, that's the yotzi davening with a minion?
No, it's not a tefillah b'tzibur. This is not a tefillah b'tzibur
issue. But it's higher than b'yachidus.
Yeah, it's better than just doing the davening b'yachidus. It's the davar shib kedusha.
Oh, he doesn't even say the brachos of Kriya Shema.
No, he doesn't even say the brachos of Kriya Shema. I don't even know. It's so hard to understand what's going on because he's missing the brachos of Kriya Shema, Avarabba. He's missing it. Like, what's going on with this guy?
The only thing is davar shib kedusha is Baruch Hu.
What?
What else is he saying with the minion? Nothing from the minion.
Yeah, for some reason the Poris al Shema. You're right. What is it? I don't know. I don't know why he's doing this. I don't know. It's very hard. Very hard concept.
What's he doing after Shema?
Again, I don't know the guy. I don't know what he's saying. What? I guess he's going. Yeah, I guess he's saying the Yatzav Enachon, and he's saying the whole thing. Then he's saying Shemon Esrei because he's not davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. He's not doing anything B'Tzibur, right? B'Tzibur's gone. He just did this.
Oh, I thought they have to stay to listen to him now that he came.
No, he's done. He's done. After he says Kriya Shema, he's done.
He doesn't go to Shemon Esrei, or he doesn't.
I don't know.
But maybe we're doing it. He's interested in doing this.
He's very. I know. It's very. I want to know why you're so interested in what this guy's doing.
I just want to understand.
Oh, you want to understand it. plans? Aha, tell it to the judge. Tell it to the judge. Don't buy it.
Well, you got a dying over there.
Anyway, that's the Indian of Purim Hashma, as I understand what Rabbi Lublin told me, is that in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Siman of Purim Hashma, it is his own Siman. He has a whole Hakdama in the Mishnah Berurah about Purim Hashma. What is it? Why does he have this Hakdama? Because nobody can explain it. I went to the tour and I tried to understand the tour, what's going on. Look at the tour, Beis Yosef. I couldn't understand what's the mitzvah? What is he doing and why is he doing it?
Aruch HaShulchan doesn't have it.
Aruch HaShulchan would be a very good, that would be a good place to go also. I didn't go to the Aruch HaShulchan. That would be a very good place to go. The Aruch HaShulchan, yet? The Aruch HaShulchan would have a very good hesber, I'm sure. That would be a very good place to go, even maybe before the Mishnah Berurah. At any rate, I digress. We are on this guy who had to read the Maftir, therefore he gets the kavod of being Purim Hashma. Again, it's a very strange concept because it's not really a kavod to be Purim Hashma. Anyway, who overlift the Ateva, he also gets the daven for the Yamid. Another thing, nowadays, you have the daven for the Yamid, it's like, oh, God, what have to daven for the Yamid? That was a kibud back then. To be able to daven for the Yamid was a kibud. So we say, if you have to be master benavi, we're going to give you a kavod of davening for the Yamid. Nowadays, it's like you get picked for davening, you're like hiding yourself. Like you don't want the gabbai to see you. No, you're like hiding under the table.
That's our own sorrow.
Yeah.
So in some places, if you pick a good chazan, it's a big honor, because it was picking because it's a good chazan.
No, I understand. A Shabbos and whatnot, it's a big kavod. But during the week, the daven mincha, like, everybody's like hiding them. So everybody's like walking outside before mincha because they don't want to be picked. But here's a kid's a kavod. Anyway, v'hu nose is kapov. He also gets to duchen. V'im hayakatan.
Why don't get that? What does it mean he also gets to
duchen?
If he's not a kohen, he can duchen?
Listen to this. According to some poskim, a Yisroel can duchen.
That's what the Mishnah's talking about?
Yeah! According to some poskim, they understand that the Mishnah's talking about a Yisroel. A Yisroel can duchen. If the Yisroel was called for Maftir, he gets the covenant of duchening. He cannot say, Asher Kiddushanim B'Kiddushasa Shal Aaron. So he cannot say the bracha, but he can say Yivarechacha. Now, does he do the whole split thing? I don't know. But he can say Yivarechacha, and he can get up there with the Kohanim. So you think you're with Kohanim. You're going to have a bunch of Yisraelim. It's unbelievable.
This is unbelievable.
So some people learn, Venose is Kapov is talking about Yisrael.
Time machine.
Fascinating. But who knows, is Kapov.
It's not unbelievable. We've changed the religion upside and inside.
It's good to have you back, Moshe.
We became modern.
We missed this.
Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't recognize us at all.
If you have Moshe's thing, we mean Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Berg.
I call it the European Judaism.
European Judaism.
That's right.
Fantastic. Yisrael's Duchening. Ve'im hayakatan.
Is this stuff going to come back with Bayis Shlishi?
I don't know. What do you mean? It could happen nowadays. I don't know. Yisrael can duchen.
You're saying that according to some opinions that Yisrael can duchen, right?
Yes.
But nobody.
According to the opinions that Yisrael can duchen, what's the Mishnah talking about?
Okay, what's the Mishnah talking
about?
A woman
can get up too.
There was another opinion. There were two opinions here as to what the Mishnah is talking about. But who knows his cap of?
We don't do it.
But they can't drive, right?
I don't know. I got it. I said this for a second. Who knows his kapov? There was. I'm sure he's going to put it over here.
We're the slaves, and they do everything.
What's happening right now?
One second.
Who's a slave?
What?
What happened? What are we talking about? Slaves.
He was talking about how women can get up and...
So the other opinion says that what does it mean? It means that he's leading the duchening. Nowadays we have everybody saying the bracha at the same time. But I guess back then they had somebody who actually led the bracha, meaning he was like the first one to start the bracha, start off the Kohanim with the bracha. So he would have the kibud of starting the Kohanim off. So he would start the Baruch, and then everybody would follow after him. Baruch.
Well, maybe he would be the one that says, Yivarechacha, like, you know how today we have the Chazon, he says it.
No. That's not it. That's not Pshat. They all say Yivarechacha, the same thing. But to start, he leads the duchening. This is, I think it's a Tosis Yom Tov. Anyway, The imaya katan. What if he was a katan? Aviv or rabbo over in al yado. Then his father or his rebbe will do it in his stead because they can't daven for the yamid. A katan can't daven for the yamid. Katan kari b'Torah u'mitargim. A katan is allowed to read the Torah and he is allowed to translate. Aval eno poris al shema. He cannot do the poris al shema. Ve'eno over lifnei ateva. And he cannot be over lifnei ateva, meaning he cannot daven for the yamid. Ve'eno nosei is kapov, and he cannot duchen. At least he cannot duchen to be motzi. He can duchen to be, mishum chinuch, but he cannot duchen to be motzi. Pocheach poris es shema. A pocheach, who is a pocheach? A pocheach is somebody who has whose pants are torn, so his knees are revealed. Ripped jeans. Lee's ripped jeans.
Now it's a style. You can actually buy ripped jeans.
Now it's a style, but you cannot duchen in this. You cannot be poris al shema in
style.
And they're
more expensive.
You have to be poris al shema in regular contemporary.
No, it's normal
clothing.
Now, so you can duchen, and nobody would be fazed by it.
It's a good shaila nowadays. Are you allowed umetargen? Enok aval enok kor b'torah. He's not allowed to read from the Torah. Ve'eno over lefnei ateva. He cannot daven. Ve'eno nosei is kapav. He cannot duchen. I really wonder nowadays lamaisa. If you have a kid with ripped jeans, is he allowed to duchen? Is he allowed to?
that's the least of their problems.
I don't know. It's pocheach. Ripped jeans.
My weight is like a smarty.
Yes, it's something well.
Smarty, if they're not so.
Right.
Come to shul even if not so.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, right? It's fascinating.
A lot of things going on in this generation.
It's very, very interesting.
In those days, they wore a cloak.
They wore a cloak, but they... So what are you saying?
They had nothing underneath.
The toga.
How do you know what
they
had underneath?
No,
Moshe,
they weren't ripped. They weren't ripped.
No, God forbid they wouldn't. Oh, that's the way.
Well, only the teenagers wore the ripped togas.
That's right. They hung out in the amphitheaters and with ripped togas.
And the women,
that was the thing to do. That was the end thing.
And the women had a burqa and
smoking their olive branches. Those are the days. We're getting way off topic here. It's fascinating.
You really got women on the wall that want to do this. You got transgenders that want to do
this. I never thought this Gemara was so fascinating before. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Suma, poris ashma. A blind person is allowed to be poris ashma. We'll see in the Gemara the Chiddush about that.
Suma
is a blind person, sorry.
No,
poris ashma, umatar game, and he's allowed to translate the Torah, even though he cannot see anything they might be translating. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kol shelo rama oros miyamav, eno poris al shma. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, if the guy was blind, mi'ikara, meaning he was born blind, and he never once saw light, then he cannot be poris al shma. Okay? The Gemara is going to question Rabbi Yehuda.
He knows everything about pain.
Can't do it. Cannot be Poris al-Shema. The Gemara is going to say why. Why specifically Poris al-Shema? Anyway, the Gemara goes on. My taima. What is the reason why this Maftir Benavi, we give him these kibudim? Why don't we give him these kibudim, this Maftir Benavi? So Amra Papa Amra Mishum Kavod. We want to give him Kavod because he availed himself to do something which was beneath his dignity, being Maftir, reading the Haftarah was beneath his dignity. So because it was beneath his dignity, we give him something which is Kavod. We give him some mishum kavod, make him feel better. Rabba Bar Shmuel.
So he does what the person does who came an hour late to shul by being poris al shma?
It's fascinating.
Well, how is that a kibud?
You know what's interesting? Look at
that. Seems more degrading than Mashir could possibly.
Look at Rashi different mask of mishum kavod.
Sorry.
He says mishum kavod la ha'avir lefnei ateva. Rashi skips over the Mishnah's kibudim of poris al shma, right? And it just mentions la'avir lefnei ateva. We allow him to daven for the yamid. It's a very fascinating thing. I remember Rashi skips over the Mishnah, but I don't know. But Lechora, Poris al Shema is also a big zach. If you have 10 people who came late, he's the one who gets to be Poris. That's the Chiddush. Uh-huh. He's the one who gets to be Poris. If he was Maftir, he's the one who gets to be Poris.
What if he was on time, but there are 10 people who are late? Is he still the one who's Poris? Or is it only if he was late?
No, I don't think so. I think he has to be the one late. I think he has to. In order to be poris, you have to be. You have to be. You can't. You have to be chayiv in shema.
Okay.
So he's already patred himself. He's already done it. Right. So I think he has to be. He has to be late enough that he's poris, but not so late that he can still read navi. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. This is what the Gemara says. We were reading this Mishnah is talking about a pocheya, right? He has ripped clothing. What about a kid who has ripped? What? What if he has ripped jeans? A kid has ripped jeans. Is he allowed?
Well, that costs a lot of money. You have to go to the store and buy ripped jeans.
So, oh, but should he be able to do
it? It's an Indian of the slacky clothing, or is it an Indian that the legs are revealed? Can he duchen? Can he read the Torah?
No, the question is not.
It's Mechila from David Stein, and he showed me the letter. I said I saw it. Maybe I should have said that.
It's okay.
Oh, I want you to... No, don't say it's okay. Say
you're I'm going to you. Okay. But I realize that you were... saying the truth.
I know, but I shouldn't have said that. I'm glad it was nice of
you. Is that Lamaisa you shouldn't say? If somebody asks Mechili, you shouldn't say it's okay? You should say, I'm okay you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It would make sense.
In fact, it's very common. Many, people say it's okay.
Many Mefarshim say that that's why the brothers of Yosef still had to pay for the crime of selling him.
Ah.
Because he said it's okay. He never said it was okay.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
That would be one of those situations where you're like, it's okay. Not exactly sure I'm a mogul.
I don't know if I'm mogul. Yeah, it's all right.
Dad, it's okay.
But I really would. I would know. Are we okay?
But I
was okay before.
That's okay.
Really,
you know,
this is great. This is all on tape.
This is the Bonnie experience with the Reverend Dave.
How can I?
You didn't say Me'achus plus.
Though when I wasn't angry in the first place and I wasn't disappointed.
Just listen to the rule. You don't have to ask questions.
No negative feelings whatsoever.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. That's a good question.
I understand the point.
Yeah.
But how can it be?
Okay.
Because it could be a part in the furthermost recesses of your being that is.
Oh man, I thought I was going to get to work earlier
upset
tonight.
At the
okay, I guess not.
Sorry.
Yeah.
For a little while, I forgot that we were even learning. I thought we were just talking amongst ourselves.
Oh, this has been a great show. I got to tell you guys.
This will be the most entertaining show to download.
This is good stuff.
It's other, wasn't it?
This is very, very good stuff.
We'll put all this in
this is other Torah. There's a lot of Purim Torah going on here. Anyway, my time, but why do we give him this kavod? Because why do we allow him to read from a teva, to get up and daven? Mishum kavod, under a puppet, to cover dick a thing. He did that which was beneath his dignity, so we give something which is going to raise his dignity. Rabba Bar Shimi Amar Mishum Da Asilin Suye. Why? We don't do it because of kavod per se. We do it because otherwise the guy's going to get angry. He's going to say, what? I subjected myself to the torture, to the embarrassment of being maftir, and you're not even going to let me daven for the amid. So it's he's going to quarrel. He's going to get into an argument. You gave it to somebody else.
We're talking about Musa.
We're saying
that the person.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. I think we're talking about the same thing. We're talking probably about Musa. Very good.
But what if it was Maftir on a Tanis Tibor where there is no Musaf?
Oh, what?
Maftir on a Tanis Tibor where there's no Musaf.
Maftir on a Tanis Tibor.
Right,
there is no Musaf.
Because Yisrael is also Maftir.
So then daven for the Amud for Shakras?
Where there is a Musaf, then we allow him to be over Lifnei Ateva. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, says Gemara, Mai Binayhu, why do we need two reasons?
So he does Ashri to the end?
Ashri to the end. Mai Binayhu, what's the difference between these guys? Why do we need two answers? Ika Binayhu, Da Avid Bechinam. What if he is going to daven for the Amud Bechinam? Now, it used to be back then, they actually used to hire Chazanim. Right, they used to pay for it, but if the chazan is not getting paid in this scenario for Musaf, he's not going to get paid. So then, if he's not going to get paid, so then there is still an issue of kavod. We still want to give the guy a kavod, but there's no insuye, there's no quarrel going to happen. He's not going to get all angry about it because anyway he would have to do it for free. So if it's a musaf davening, which we are not going to pay for, so then the first answer of kavod would still be applicable and we should let him daven for the amud. But if it's an issue of it coming to a quarrel, it coming to a fight where the guy's going to get all angry about it, so if it's bechinam, he's not going to get angry because anyway he wouldn't get paid for it. So that's the Gemara's answer. Tanan, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on one of these answers. Tanan, we have a mission that says, Ima yakaton aviv rabo over al yado, if it was a katan who was maftir, so then the father or the Rebbe would daven for the amud instead of him. So now says the Gemara, amart mishum nitsuye, if you're going to say that the issue is one of quarreling, we're concerned that it's going to lead to a fight, so then katan barin tsuye hu. So then why would we have the father and the Rebbe, why do we have to necessitate the father and the Rebbe have to daven for the Yamid? The Katan is not going to get angry anyway. The Katan doesn't care. He doesn't know what's flying. He's 11 years old. He doesn't know anything.
The
Katan's not going to get angry.
Katan doesn't have the ability to Yotzi anymore.
What?
Katan can't Yotzi anymore.
He can be Motzi. Right. If he can be Motzi in davening. Therefore, we allow the father and the Rebbe to do it. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. If it was a katan who was mafter the Navi. Mafter the Navi, the katan can do. He can be mafter Navi. Okay? Because it's a very low, it's a low form of a kriya. So that he can do. If he was mafter b'navi, we do not have him daven for the yamid, because he can't. So what do? Have the Rebbe or the father do it. But says the Gemara, if the issue is one of fighting, that we want to give him the rights to davening, or the father or the Rebbe, the rights to davening, because it might lead to a quarrel otherwise. He might get upset. Well, the cousin's not going to get upset. He's 11 years old. He doesn't have akpados. He's 11. He doesn't get angry. So you can't say the reason is because of anger, and therefore we allow the father and the Rebbe to do it. So Elamai says the Gemara, what are you going to say now? You're going to say Mishum Kavod. You're going to say that the reason why we have the Rebbe or father do it is because we want to give Kavod to the Katan? Katan Bar Kavod who? Is the Katan Bar Kavod? He's not either. He's not Bar Kavod and he's not Bar Intsuye. He doesn't get angry and he doesn't feel honor. He's 11 years old. He doesn't feel any of these things. So why, at the end of the day, are we having the father or the Rebbe do it Al Yado if he was Maftir? If neither of these reasons apply, says the Gemara Ella...
I would have thought the other way around. I thought Katan is more subjective to anger and covered. Why? He's all Yetzirah. He doesn't have Yetzirah yet. He doesn't have the ability to overcome his natural tendency.
Okay, could be. But I guess the Gemara is tying that a Katan is not going to view the Maftir as being a degradation. He's not going to view it as a degradation. He's called up to be Maftir. For him, it could be a Zach.
Can he be a cover for him?
What? It could be an interesting thing for him to do. So he'll get up there and be Maftir. So he's not feeling any spite. He's not feeling a lack of kavod. So none of this applies. So why are we having the Rebbe and the father do it? So says the Gemara, Ella ika kavod aviv kavod rabbo. I'll tell you why. It's not because of the kavod of the katan. It's because of the kavod of his father. His father, who is taking the katan to shul, so he's going to have his son get up there and do the maftir. He's going to feel like, you know what? There's a kavod aspect. You should give me kavod. So therefore, we give the father...
Give him a lot of money for the shul. That's that kid go up and get
him. Yeah. Hachanami.
Today.
Yeah, especially today. Hachanami, ikan etsuye ave v'retsuye rabo. So too, when it comes to the fighting, there's also a potential war that's going to break out with the father. If the father sees that his son was called up to maftir and there is no ensuing kavod of allowing him to daven for the yamid, so then the father might get angry, he might get upset. We will stop here.
It's interesting because it's definitely gets brought down that Avraham Galila is the most